Exterior. Dantooine Outback. Dawn. A lone, beat-up Sith fighter cuts right to left across the screen. It lands quietly in a wet golden field. In the distance are the Jedi Academy and the smaller Jedi Council wing next to it. Exterior. Dantooine Outback. Morning. The silhouettes of Vrook, Atriss, Dorak, and Zar make their way from the Academy and the Jedi Council wing. Exterior. Dantooine Outback. Morning. The rain is picked up. Clouds cover the sun. Bastila approaches the Jedi Council members, exiting the side bay of the Sith fighter, pulling the unconscious Darth Revan behind her in a floating med stretcher. The Jedi Council's faces darken as they realize what Bastila has done. Exterior, the Jedi Academy and Jedi Council wing. Morning. The stone edifices fill the frame.
He is alive.
Interior, Jedi Council Chambers, day.
His wounds are almost completely healed. How did you do this?
I don't know.
You disobeyed us. Why?
Jedi do not believe in killing their prisoners. It's not the Jedi way.
Not the Jedi way. We told you the Jedi way.
Why did you bring him to us?
Bastila says nothing at first. She can't explain. Then she tells a portion of the truth. I felt it was the will of the Force to spare and give him...
What? A second chance? He is a Sith!
Vandar, a little green Jedi master, can sense something deeper afoot. He suspects a bond, a Force dyad.
Perhaps Revan, Darth Revan, should be granted a second chance.
Silence and shock from everyone sans Vandar.
A chance at redemption for a Dark Lord.
Vandar, with a slight glance of recognition towards Bastila's direction and words.
It is the Jedi way.
Vrook and Atriss share a glance, an understanding forms. Vrook leads.
Perhaps we could give him a second chance.
Bastila looks up, her Padawan braid moving with her eyeline.
On our terms.
He is a Sith now. But what if...
We could change him. Help him?
We could mold him into a loyal soldier. Wipe his memories. We could find out his secrets.
After all, the rest of the galaxy will believe Darth Revan is long dead.
Bastila processes what she's hearing. If she had more life experience and maturity, she'd articulate her concerns. Vrook and Atriss have changed their minds rapidly, but are dead set on their new course of action. Dorak and Zar can be convinced by the white-haired pair or Vandar. Vandar knows he is the deciding factor. Vandar looks to Bastila and says,
A second chance on our terms is better than no chance at all. Perhaps a new beginning could help this Darth.
Vrook and Atriss all but scoff as Vandar trails off. Bastila, for her part, doubts that could be possible, but feels less conflicted after hearing Vandar.
What you speak of is possible, but the process and memories, the identity that's lost could be...
permanent. The dark side has already done much more to him than we ever could.
What will happen if his old... identity returns.
We will end him.
Atriss shares a look with Vrook and shifts her eyes to Bastila, and it turns frosty.
Permanently.
The Jedi Masters follow Atriss's gaze. They had momentarily forgotten about the Padawan.
The new identity we seal upon Darth Revan must be kept secret from everyone, even him. even at the cost of death.
Vruk gazes imperiously at Bastila.
Bastila, come forward.
Bastila's legs wobble as she steps before Vruk.
Kneel.
Bastila's eyes dart up as she kneels. Could she finally be knighted? She bows her head forward and closes her eyes.
Bastila, you have proven yourself capable in combat and in force prowess.
Bastila fights a smile. She is unaccustomed to validation from anyone, especially from Jedi Council members. Vruk grabs her Padawan braid.
However, Padawan Shan, you have again proven yourself defiant.
Bastila opens her eyes and looks up, tears almost coming into them.
You delivered Darth Revan, yes, but you disobeyed our council.
Vruk tucks her Padawan braid behind her ear. She felt it, and it might as well have been a lightsaber searing her flesh.
One day you will know perfect obedience and be one with us and the Force.
Bastila is silent. She looks to Darth Revan, who is revealed to lie in state before Vandar. Vandar, Zar, and Dorak look empathetically at Bastila.
But today, you must swear before us that you will never reveal Darth Revan's fate and identity.
Bastila hesitates.
Bastila, do you swear?
Yes. I do. Vruk and Atris are satisfied.
Rise, Padawan Shan. You look tired. Please retire to your quarters and rest.
Bastila stumbles out of the secure Jedi Council chambers towards her quarters in the Jedi Academy. Interior, Bastila Shan's quarters. Day. Bastila's windows are closed. Her eyes are red as she collapses on her bed. Interior, Jedi Council chambers. Afternoon. Vandar, Atris, Zar, and Dorak sit in a circle around Darth Revan, who lies on a bier. The council chambers are darkened, save for candles. The ritual commences.
There is no emotion. There is peace.
There is no ignorance. There is knowledge.
There is no passion. There is serenity.
There is no chaos. There is harmony.
There is no death. There is the Force.
As each master recites their line, we see a close-up on their face and then Darth Revan's mask. The shot begins right side up and then progressively rotates until it is upside down after Vandar's line. Vandar positions his hands to take off Darth Revan's mask. Interior, Bastila Shan's quarters, afternoon. A close-up on Bastila's face, which to our perspective is upside down, then rights itself. She opens her eyes. Whatever has been planted on the behemoth has begun to bloom. Exterior, a Dantooine military landing pad. Dawn. A new day. The beginning of a new epic in the Force. A blank slate. The former Darth Revan is now clad in a New Republic Ensign recruit's red, yellow, and black uniform. His dark hair and beard have been shorn to naval standards. Darth Revan is gone. Now only a forgotten memory. Interior, Bastila Shan's office, morning. An unobserved Bastila looks through her viewport down at Vanar. We gaze over her shoulder and then at her face, which nurses an unreadable expression. T3-M4 is by her side, currently off and recharging. Vanar is swallowed up by a group of soldiers that walk onto the Endar Spire, out of Bastila's view. A bell pings, taking Bastila out of her reverie. The upstanding Jedi straightens herself, then walks behind her desk and presses a button, opening her door to her guests standing at attention.
Commander Shawn?
Olgo doesn't appear to have an indoor voice. Captain Olgo, at ease. Please, take a seat. Captain Olgo, I don't want to take too much of your time. Bastila has rarely made any request without the Council's approval.
Not a problem, Commander.
I have been impressed with your record. Trask starts to fill in the silence, but Bastila continues. Which is why I have hand-selected you first for service aboard the Endar Spire, and second, for something off the record. There's a new ensign assigned to your squad.
Ensign Vanar.
Yes, Ensign Vanar.
What's the assignment?
He is important to the Republic. Important to me. Please, watch over him when I can't.
I'll watch over him, Commander. If he is as important to the Republic as you make him out to be, then I'll protect him, no matter the cost.
Thank you for your discretion. Exterior, space. 1 year later, the Endar Spire lists over Terrace as it is bombarded by Sith forces.
Star Wars, a Knights of the Old Republic story, Bastila, Identity. Directed by Cassia Lawrence. Screenplay by Cassia Lawrence.
Script editor, Salathiel Jones.
Star Wars, created by George Lucas.
KOTOR, created by BioWare.
Produced by Cassia Lawrence and Brian Malone.
Sound design by Brian Malone.
Music by Joseph David Spence.
Cast in order of appearance: narrator and Bastila Shawn, Havila Moore,
Brooke, Zar, Vandar, and Trask Olgo, Marcus Mosley,
Dorek, Jake Bodie,
Atris, Alana Kaplan. This has been a production of the Old Republic Podcast.